Early voting begins Monday in Wisconsin. Voters can cast absentee ballots in city clerk's offices across the state this week and next. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, big turnouts are expected in Milwaukee, but not in some suburban communities. Milwaukee's election commissioner expects long lines to form at times at the Zeidler Municipal Building downtown. Neil Albrecht says in the past, early voting for big elections drew up to 30,000 people.
The first week is actually relatively slow. We usually have people in and out within 5 to 10 minutes. So I think if any of your listeners know who they are going to be voting for and want to cast their ballot, this is the week to do that.
Albrecht says the busiest times are during the noon hour, as well as before and after the traditional workday. The downtown polling place will be open each weekday from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. One person who intends to drive people to the municipal building is Matt Brusky. He works with the group Wisconsin Citizen Action. Brusky says members have been spreading the word the past few weeks.
We're in the neighborhoods and in the churches, particularly in Milwaukee's African-American community. That's where predominantly we get our rides. We get them off the canvas. But we'll take a call. If somebody calls us and they need a ride, we'll take it anyway.
Brusky says in the 2012 presidential election, the group gave rides to more than 300 people during the early voting period. While he and Milwaukee election leaders promote early voting as a way to avoid long waits on election day, officials in Brookfield discourage the practice if it's only for convenience sake. Kelly Michaels is city clerk. Her office has been telling people to vote early only if absolutely necessary.
We've been doing a lot of education through our newsletter and, you know, talking to people in the community about absentee voting and how costly it is and, you know, how you have to be really careful when you vote absentee because you're not at the polls to feed your ballot into the tabulation machine, and that machine is programmed to tell you when you've made a balloting error that would potentially, cause your vote not to count.
Ballots cast early are secured until election night, when workers feed them into tabulating machines. Michaels expects about 1,000 Brookfield residents to vote early, down about 4,000 who did so in the 2012 presidential election. For people who plan to vote early, there are a few things to keep in mind. You can register on site, you do not have to show photo identification, and poll watchers can stand as close as 3 feet from the check-in table. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.